Krishna, Krishna, Allah'a işte mesela Allah'a işte şey buyurdu. So before I start, did anyone try meditation Panchatattva Maha Mantra yesterday, or this morning? Yes. Good. Helpful? Good. Good. So we have different tips for chanting that you can see on your sheet. And you can try these every evening. It's on your seminar outline, which tells the dates, and they give you different tips for chanting. So today we will continue our discussion on the third verse of Shikshastaka. And we'll also discuss the fourth and fifth verses. As we discussed yesterday, humility is the gateway to the higher levels of spiritual life. So first, before we start this, somebody asked a question yesterday about how intelligence is in passion and how mind is in goodness. And yesterday I couldn't remember, but I remembered now I remember that according to the Ayurveda, it explains why intelligence is in passion and mind is in goodness. That is because intelligence is concerned with the future, therefore it's in the passion. And mind is concerned with the present, therefore it's in goodness. So we want to always be in the present time. We want to chant the perfect mantra in the present. And actually the spiritual world is always in the present, there's no past and future. So we want to cultivate beings in the present. In the modern New Age philosophy, they say, be here now. Be here now. So that is also applicable to our philosophy, that we want to be with Krishna always, every second, right now. And that requires attention, attentive consciousness. So the third verse, Shikshastaka. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. So you have your papers. Page 14 on your papers. You have Shikshastaka, and we also have Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation of Shikshastaka. So here I have the Bengali. I will sing the Bengali, and then I'll read the English, and you can follow along in English. Sri Krishna Kirtane Shri Manasa Toha. First, if your mind is always absorbed in chanting the glories of Lord Krishna with great care, then by that process of Sri Krishna Kirtan you will attain transcendental qualification. 2. Jina Tika Dina Dina Bhaktin Shanachar Apane Manavi Sarachari Hankar. You should give up all false pride and always consider yourself to be worthless, destitute, lower and more humble than a blade of grass. 3. Vikshatam shamaguna koro vikshanam bhaktim shashari ani koro vikhalam. You should practice forgiveness like that of a tree. In giving up violence to another living being, you should protect and maintain them. 4. Jivana nirvane ane udvekam nabive poro pukhari nityasukha sarive. In the course of passing your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but rather do good to them while forgetting about your own happiness. 5. Hoye leo shara gane gare mahasha Pratishta shari kara amane kirtane. And one has thus become a great soul, possessing all the qualities. One should abandon all desires for fame and honor and make one's heart humble. Krishna Santa Jijani Sada Kurvisa Manshade Adare Sada. Knowing that God Krishna resides within all living creatures, one should with great respect consistently show honor to all beings. 7. Danyadaya Manyema Satishta Marcham Chavibhune Tuni Pai Koraho Kirtan. By possessing these four qualities, humility, mercifulness, respect toward others, and renunciation of desires for prestige, one becomes virtuous. In such a state, you may see the glories of the Supreme Lord. Bhakti vina kari bole prabhu kai tanavati kar kove divehe amai. Weeping, Bhakti vina submits his prayer to lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me the qualifications for possessing tributes such as these? So this is the explanation of Shishastika by Bhakti vina Thakur. Here we have some pictures. You can see somebody, there is a foot on the head over here, and the grass, the foot, he's walking on the grass, but the head is lower. He's more humble than the grass. So this is the mentality being described here. Humbler, Trinapi, Sumichina, humbler than the grass. Even smaller, we could also say smaller than the grass. Why do we say smaller than the grass? There is a philosophical reason for this. Does anybody know that reason why we can say that we are actually smaller than the grass? Yes?
Can we say that grass is the smallest plant we see normally around the vegetation? So we have to be smaller than the plant.
But why? Why are we? We are smaller. Yes? The soul, very good. 1/10,000th tip over here. We are smaller than the grass. Nothing to be proud of. We are much smaller than the grass. But our body is so big, so we think we are this big. And our false ego, subtle body, is even bigger than the gross body. Some of us, our ego is as big as our family. Some of us, our ego is as big as our company. And some of us, we have an ego as big as the country, if you're president of the country. So that's how big the false ego can be. So here's a picture of false ego. Does everybody know the game basketball? So here is a basketball hoop, and there's a ball trying to go in the hoop, but it's too big to go in. That is our false ego. The door to the spiritual world is very small. But if our ego is very big, we won't fit into the door to Goloka Vrindavan. Nobody can go there who's proud. Our position is Gopi Bhakti Padakamalayo Das Das Amudas. The more Das we are, then the better it is. The higher it is. This is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desires. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was giving a class. And in that class, there was one person who thought he was a very big person. Even he thought maybe he was God. So he had a very big false ego. And that's actually the Mayavadis have the biggest false ego because they want to be God. And that's the highest. That's the biggest. They want to be God. So Srila Prabhupada was giving the lecture. After the lecture, he asked for questions. And this person, he was dressed in a big flowing robe with stars on it, very opulent robe, trying to make people think that he was somebody very special. So he asked Prabhupada, what about Buddha? So Srila Prabhupada said, what about Buddha? So then this person said, can you see God? Srila Prabhupada says, no, because you are in the way. So that was a good way to put down his false ego. Yes, you are not God, but you're in my way of seeing God, because your ego is so big. And so that is Srila Prabhupada. So the trees next, Taror Api Sahishina. Sometimes he says Taror Eva solution out. Two ways it would be, it is said. Both ways we have heard Prabhupada say it. So, Toroi va Sahishina. I think the AC has been switched off.
They're working.
Okay, alright. Tanada pi Sunichi. That is the motto of our class today. Alright. So the trees are tolerant. We're taking their leaves, we're taking their fruits, we're taking shelter of the trees, and still the tree is tolerated. There is a story of how Srila Prabhupada was as tolerant as a tree. He was flying in an airplane on his way from Mauritius to Durban, and he was sitting in the non-smoking section, and there was a soccer or football team from South Africa. They also were in the non-smoking section, but they were all smoking. And this was a disturbance to Srila Prabhupada. So they asked the lady to please, the stewardess, to ask them to stop. And she asked them. And then, but they didn't stop. So then Prabhupada's servant got really angry, and he wanted to go and tell them. And Prabhupada stopped his servant. He said, no. He said, what is the difference between us and them if we cannot tolerate these good things? Don't be an ordinary, common, foolish man. And so, sometimes these things happen and we have to tolerate. Sometimes if you're on the train in Bombay, traveling, then you have to tolerate, especially during rush hour. That's what, one question in Mira Road when I gave the seminar, one young girl said, when I'm in the rush hour, I really get angry at the people. What can I do? How can I control? So the answer is tolerance and also forgiveness. So we will discuss a little bit about that. But before we discuss that, I want you to tell me some examples from Srimad Bhagavatam of people who are tolerating in Srimad Bhagavatam, devotees. Pradhanaraj. Yes, very good. Anybody else? Ambrish Maharaj, they are our heroes. Haridam Thakur, okay? Chaitanya
Chaitanya.
Pandavas. Very good. They were all tolerant. Bhima wasn't so tolerant. Bhima sometimes lost it. But the rest were very tolerant. But Bhima also tolerated because he was listening to Yudhisthira. He followed Yudhisthira. Otherwise, smoke was coming from his ears and his nose. He was not very difficult to tolerate for Bhima Prabhu. So in the Bhagavatam, Sir Canto Kagilade says, Patikshava Karanikas Suriram Sarvadehinam. So the devotee, he's Patikshava, he tolerates. At the same time, he tolerates, he's merciful. Karanikas. Like Haridas, you said Haridas. He was being beaten in 22 marketplaces, and he was praying for those people who were beating him. He was praying to Krishna, please forgive them. That was tolerance. So Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee doesn't even like to see an ant to be killed. And there is a story here from Srila Prabhupada about Srila Prabhupada and one ant. So I'll tell you that story. My godbrother Nara Narayana Rishi, he was here in Juhu in the early days, like 72. I remember in 72 I was walking on the beach with Srila Prabhupada and Juhu Beach and also Nara Narayana. That time there were no, these buildings were not here. It was a clear path, except it was all big, big rocks. It was not a road. We had to walk barefoot on these big, huge rocks. I remember, very painful to get to the beach. But that time the beach was very nice, you could swim even, and it was very clean. So my godbrother Narayana, he is a very heavy, heavy person, very passionate. So, but and he's feeling, he was always feeling, oh, how can I see Srila Prabhupada? One time he came in to see Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on one side of the desk and he was sitting on the other. And Srila Prabhupada said to Narayana, we should always be considering, what is my duty? So Prabhupada pointed to the table and he said, do you see this ant? He didn't see the ant. So he didn't want to look stupid, so he didn't want to say, no, I don't see. He didn't want to be a fool. He didn't want to say yes because it was a lie. So he said, yeah. There's something in between. Yes, no. And so Prabhupada said, you know what your duty to that ant is? And you're thinking, oh my God, I can't even see the ant and now I've got a duty to it. He said, no, I don't know. He didn't say anything. And so Srila Prabhupada said, your job is to understand what is my duty to this ant. So Prabhupada looked at Narayana and he said, somehow I have to help this ant. Maybe I can chant Hare Krishna to it or feed it a little prasadam. If we can help one ant become Krishna conscious, then our whole movement is a glorious success. So next time you see an ant, think twice. Think of Srila Prabhupada. I've seen in India, I think they feed the ants. Some people feed the ants. They put some flour on the road or sugar on the road. I've seen it in Jaipur, even Vrindavan, where people do feed the ants. We try not to feed the ants, but some people feed the ants. So, this is humility. Humility means that you even think of the ants, you even think of the trees, you even think of the flies. I'm sure Prabhupada was like that. He was giving respect to all of the entities. He was a pure devotee. So, we want to do a meditation today on Srila Prabhupada's computer. Yeah. By thinking, now here's a very, this is also on your paper somewhere, and I don't know where, one of your pages. It says, from Padma Purana, by thinking of a liberated soul, or by looking at his picture, one can pacify the mind, purify the heart, and increase one's concentration on japa. Remembering an advanced soul also purifies the mind. It doesn't say this, I'm just telling you. But now, Padma Purana says, one gets 1/100th a portion of the religious merit of another person by thinking of him. So, you think of Srila Prabhupada, you'll get so much benefit. So our exercise now is going to be thinking, we're going to chant japa. Yeah, that's what we want to see, that picture. Number, not one, two. You want to go to number two. Check two. Okay? So we're going to chant our japa. Oh, can you plug this in now? Do you have a place? Can you plug this, the sound of that thing in?
Yes.
No, I mean this little box. The box. Yeah. Can you plug that in? Oh, you got the other thing on your computer? Okay, we can play that. But then we have two things playing. How are you going to play the video? So you've got one of those media player playing that. And okay, you don't have a... Do you have a way to plug in the extension cord? But if you take out one of those plugs, you might as well just plug it in directly. You can take out the speaker. Yeah. Okay. Or you can just... Okay. You got it? Okay, we want japa. Is the thing down? Is the switch down on that? No, on that little thing there's a switch. It should be down. Okay. Okay. Oh, you have to put... I think you have to hold it down. Okay. Oh, the video is starting. So. You don't need... I think you have to hold it. Okay, got it. Okay, we're going to chant the Shiva Prabhupada now. Your head is in the way of the... Okay, can you make this picture bigger? Can you make the picture bigger? No, no, the full screen. Full screen. Full screen. There we go. Okay, now move your head out of the way. Yeah. Okay, we're going to chant the Shri Prabhupada now. Of this, and Shri Prabhupada said yes. Because think of me. And that's That will be your guarantee. Krishna will come take you back. Because he has to listen to his dear devotee. Okay, you can turn off the picture and we'll be having the DVD maybe after half hour.
LA, Los Angeles.
This is in Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada walking in his quarters in Los Angeles. You have been good. Okay, so now we're going to discuss. There is one chart over here on the right. The chart says humility plus compassion equals forgiveness. So some of you may have a hard time forgiving somebody. So these two things are required. First of all, we were discussing yesterday humility, that if something happens to you, then you feel, yes, I deserve it. I must have done something in my last life. Second thing is compassion. Like Haridas Thakur, he was feeling compassion for the people who were beating him, actually. So if these two qualities combine, you will get forgiveness. This is the antidote to anger. If someone is actually in the Bhishma Dev instructions, the Bhagavatam, you can counteract anger by forgiveness. So the tenderness of the heart experienced towards Krishna, this is called bhakti. All of the jivas are servants of Krishna, and the tenderness of the heart towards them is called compassion. Therefore, compassion is included within bhakti, and forgiveness is situated between humility and compassion. I am so wretched, I am so insignificant, how can I inflict punishment upon others? So when this attitude combines with compassion, forgiveness appears automatically. So this is important to remember. Sometimes we have anger towards people or resentment towards somebody and we keep it stored in our heart. And that will cause great distress every time we think of this person that we think some bad feelings. So it's very important to have humility. Thank you. So the last part, after Janarati Sanichina, Tarati Sanichina, Amanina, not expecting respect, Manadena, giving respect to others. Then Kirtanayam Sadamari. So 24 hours chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say in a purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, he would say, not only should we 24 hours chant Hare Krishna, Kirtanaya Sadahari, also Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. These two should go together. Kirtanaya Sadahari and Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. But Kirtanaya Sadahari, you may think, why don't I cannot chant 24 hours a day? How does this apply to me? So in a purport, 4th canto, 24th chapter, verse 70, Srila Prabhupada said, Kirtanaya Sadahari, he says, therefore, in this movement, we request devotees to chant at least 16 rounds on their feet. This is, for us, Kirtanaya Sadahari. As long as the rest of the 24 hours you're doing some seva, then it's Kirtanaya Sadahari. So yesterday, somebody asked a question about why 16 rounds, or the day before. The answer was that Lord Chaitanya, he said that I only eat in the house of someone who is a lakapati, one who has one lakh of rounds. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also, he asked 64 rounds. And he told his disciples that if you chant a lakh every day, offenders to the holy name will not be able to create a destruction in your spiritual life. And if you wish to give up offenses while chanting, then just go on chanting constantly and offenses will stop. You should especially pray to personify name to make you worthy of serving him. And through the Lord's name, the Lord of the name, Namprabhu, will take up residence in your heart. So one time one temple president couldn't chant his 16 rounds. So he left the temple. Actually they asked him to leave because he couldn't chant his 16 rounds. But Prabhupada wrote a letter and said, you write that he's only chanting 14 rounds, but you should encourage him to chant 16. The injunction is Kirtanaya Sadahari, one should be chanting all day long. 16 rounds is just the minimum, I said, for my disciples, so they will chant at least that much. Actually, chanting should always be going on. So this is one devotee in London. One time, he chanted only 15 rounds. Then he fell asleep and went to sleep that night. So then in the middle of the night, he heard the doorbell ringing. He went downstairs, he opened the door, and there was Srila Prabhupada standing at the door. He asked, "Have you chanted your 16 rounds?" And then the devotee, before he could answer, he woke up and he saw it was a dream. And he chanted his last rounds. So sometimes Prabhupada, he comes in our dreams and he guides us that way. I have another godbrother, his name was Bhaktadas. His seva was 20 hours a day working, building things for the temple. I think it was perhaps the Rath Yatra cart. And he told Prabhupada, I'm working 20 hours, I have no time to finish my rounds. So you know what Srila Prabhupada told him? He said, "Then don't sleep." So the devotee took it to heart. So what he did, he couldn't stop from falling asleep. So he went into the bathroom, into the shower, turned on the shower, and chanted his 16 rounds in the shower. So he couldn't sleep. So when Prabhupada was here, you know, whatever Prabhupada would say, we would do, you know. I remember myself also, I was pujari in Calcutta. I also had 20 hours seva. So I was pujari, I had to wake them up, get up 2:30, wake them up, dress them, do mangalarti, take care of Tulsi. If some pujari doesn't show up, I have to do the puja, do 12 o'clock arti, do evening arti, do 4 o'clock arti, dress them at night, 20 hours, sleeping at 10:30. And then when Srila Prabhupada was sick, we had to have 24-hour kirtan. So they said, okay, you have to do night shift. 2 hours. We were only 10 devotees, so we had to do 10, 12 devotees. We had to do 2 hours. So while Prabhupada was sick, then I had to do 2 hours nighttime. So 2 hours sick. So that's sometimes that happens, that you have to do. You have to do that extra to please the spiritual master. So we must try, most important, to finish our 16 rounds. However, if you do not finish in one day, you can make up the next day. That is allowed. If you can't finish one day, next day you can chant extra and finish your rounds. Yeah, I told that to my stepdaughter, Rinda. So ever since I told that, she says, I have 140 rounds to make up now. It's not like that. Because sometimes she won't chant for a week, and then... No. 1 or 2 rounds, 3 rounds, okay, but not 140. And so, this is the important thing.
Can I share something I remember also when I read one Prabhupada was told about another devotee that he cannot chant 16 rounds?
Yes.
Prabhupada gave a very strong statement that he can't chant 16 rounds. He is an animal.
Okay. Another one, Prabhupada, he couldn't chant his 16 rounds, and Prabhupada said, well, if he can't chant 16 rounds, he's an animal. This is the comment here. We are more liberal here, because he put so much stress on chanting. Sometimes Prabhupada was heavy for people who could take it. Not everybody can take that chastisement from Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes one devotee, he got chastised. He was a photographer, and he was taking so many pictures of Prabhupada every 1 minute, and Prabhupada got disturbed. He says, no, it's enough pictures, you just go. So the devotee, he went outside the temple, he left the temple, and he was thinking to commit suicide. He was so, oh, my guru is angry with me. But then he went into the city, and finally, Prabhupada said, oh, you should go and find him immediately. Prabhupada knew. Finally, that devotee, after about 6 hours, he phoned up the temple and said, oh, I'm over here, can you pick me up? The devotee said, yes, Prabhupada wants to see you immediately. And so the devotee, we were so serious that time. Prabhupada gave us an order. Just like me, I was pujari in Calcutta in 1973. And Srila Prabhupada came to Calcutta that time. So Pradyumna, he was the Sanskrit editor, and he knew me because when I was in Boston, when I first joined, then I was typing. And they had given me they told me, okay, if you want, you have to help type Bhagavad Gita as it is, the first Gita I was typing, composing for printing. So then, so the first day I walk in the temple, he said, okay, Virginia told me, you have to learn Sanskrit now. You have to learn to read Sanskrit. He gave me Ishopanishad. So you see here, this is the Sanskrit and that is the English. Now you will read in the Sanskrit and type it into English, transliteration, Bhagavad Gita. So I said, okay. That time, Srila Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. So next day I was typing the Bhagavad Gita. So when he came to Calcutta, he saw me and he said, oh, you want to go with Srila Prabhupada to Mayapur? I said, yes. So he said, okay, all you have to do is learn how to read Bengali. We're going to type, you have to type Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada's doing Adi Lila, chapter 13 to 17. So I said, okay. He gave me a Bengali book. He said, we're leaving tomorrow. He gave me a Bengali book. He said, here's the Bengali, you have to make it do English. I said, okay, no problem. I'm going with Srila Prabhupada. So then next day I was in the car going to Mayapur. And so I had this big, huge Bengali book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, on the table, and the computer, and I had, not computer, it was a typewriter, and it wasn't electric. It was really the oldest typewriter you can think of, and half the keys didn't work, and maybe that's why the transliterations were mistakes in the transliteration. And so there I was, and you have to, every time you get to the end of the thing, you have to push it back like this. It was really ancient, but that's what we had. And then the lights would go out, and I was doing a candlelight. Also, we were leaving the building in Mayapur while they were building it. We were living in the construction site. There were no windows, no doors, some no floors. Our room had a floor where we were sleeping, but to get out of our room, we had no doors, so we had to go to the next room where there was no floor and walk on a piece of wood like this to get to the door. And in the monsoon, it was pretty heavy, and the rain would just come in the windows because we had no windows. But anyway, we were happy because Prabhupada was there. And we didn't care anything how we had to live. If Prabhupada was there, everything was okay. Prabhupada was living in the same building with us. And there were bathrooms, but no water. So they would bring water for Srila Prabhupada. But we had to go down to a pump and pump it and bring it up and take bath on the veranda like that. So an outhouse, forget it, was way out in the fields somewhere, one for everybody. So way out, we wouldn't. Mataji were too scared to go to the outhouse before Mataji. So anyway, it was very austere. So but Prabhupada used to walk up and down the veranda, and he would look in everybody's windows. One time he looked in my window while I was typing, and he saw this big, huge Bengali book, and I had the earphones, and I was listening to Srila Prabhupada speaking Bengali. So I would listen to Prabhupada speak, then I would read it in Bengali and put it into English like that. So Prabhupada saw me, and he said, oh, you know Bengali? I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. I learned how to read the day before. But anyway, I wanted to make him happy. He said, okay, come to my room. So when I came to his room, he said, okay, you know Bengali? I said, yes. He said, okay, so you have to learn how to type in Bengali now. I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. And he said, we will do many books together. So I said, oh boy, I'm going to travel with Srila Prabhupada. I had these big visions. Never happened, but anyway, I went to one brahmachari, I think his name was Satchidananda Das. He was teaching me to type in Bengali. So then I was typing in Bengali, and then I showed him, I said, look, because in English, if you can type without looking at the keys, it's called touch type, when you look over there and then you type. So see, in Bengali, you can do that too. You just look at the Bengali and you learn where the keys are and you don't look. And he said, oh. Srila Prabhupada, now I know what Srila Prabhupada told me. Now I understand. He said, Prabhupada told me, you teach her and you learn from her. So I'm always teaching whatever I do, somehow. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that, but now we should go back to our... Yes, impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary, and we should not think that anything is impossible, even if we are the lowest. It doesn't mean we can't do anything. Krishna is there to help us. We can just take shelter of Krishna and he will help us. So Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a prayer And he said, he sent it to in a letter to Devananda. He said, simply our prayer should be, my dear Krishna, please remind me to always chant the holy name. Please do not put me into forgetfulness. You are sitting with a mere super soul, so you can put me into forgetfulness or into remembering you. So please do not put me into forgetfulness. Please always remind me to chant. Even if you send me to hell, it doesn't matter. As long as I can always chant Hare Krishna. That is Shri Prabhupada's prayer to super soul. Because super soul is in charge of remembering and forgetting. So to finish this class on humility, we have a chart, well, we have here a scale of humility chart. Can we put the lights back on? Yeah, so you can see better here. Yeah. So there's five questions here you can ask yourself. It's up here in this chart. How eager am I to serve, or do I just want to be served? Number one. Number two. How eager am I to respect others, or do I rather strive after being respected? Number three, how much do I care for others, or do I mainly care for myself? Number four, am I glad upon seeing the advancement of others, or do I envy them? Number five, am I fully dependent on Guru and Krishna, or rather on my own arrangements? So this is a scale of humility. If you can pass this test, you will have a spiritual vision. You will see the spiritual world. So now we're going to do one exercise. This should be on the last page of your sheet. And it's called Prayer Power. We're going to page 15, the first page. And here it says, before beginning japa. These are prayers. So I will just read the last, the middle, the second and third. O Vaishnava Thakur, alone I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful, and with a powerful of faith, give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Yes. That is actually a song. So that is one prayer. These are to be read before your japa on this page. And if you turn to the next page, there's one group of prayers. It says during japa. This does not mean that you read it while you chant. Don't do that. But if you find your mind disturbing you, you may stop your chanting and read the prayer and go on with your japa, preferably between one round and another round. And then there is end with prayer after that. This is when you finish your japa, you may say these prayers. I commit thousands of offenses day and night, but please think of me as your servant, O Madhusudana, and kindly forgive them. So now we're going to do an exercise with the first page, page 15, which is the page before japa. The other ones we won't do, that's for you yourself when you do your own japa. So before beginning japa, you choose one of these prayers and right now, and you read it, and then we'll chant your japa after you read the prayer. Okay? Hare We'll stop now. So you can practice this during the japa, praying before, praying after. You'll be chanting in a prayer from wood. Now we'll go to Shikshastika 4. This verse describes the mentality for chanting the holy name. So we'll sing the verse first. Nataram, Natanam, Natanam, Kavikam, Kavikari, Sakamare, Mama Janmani, Janmani, Shikare, Bhagavatam, Sivare. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service. So remember yesterday we had 10 offenses to chant the holy name. Which offense does this verse counteract? 10th offense, very good. Maintaining material attachments. This verse also shows how we should pray to Krishna, how to offer prayers. You don't have to be a big scholar, you don't have to be a big poet. You just have to have feeling when you pray to Krishna. So the feeling is, we have to be aware of our position, how we are lost in this material world, how we are away from Krishna, away from our father and mother. Very sincere. So Srila Prabhupada, he only asked one question of his spiritual master. How can I serve you? That was his question. So this verse is the essence of that mentality. The first words are Natanam. I don't want any wealth. So what is the problem if somebody has too much wealth? It could be a problem. I mean, I don't know because I don't have that problem, but some people might have that problem of having too much wealth. So what problems could come if you have too much money? You're afraid of losing it, you want to protect it. What else? Pride, envy, pride. Yes, you want it may bring you down. You will think, oh, I have extra money, how can I enjoy more? So this is going on especially in America and Western countries. And it's happening to such an extent that there is so much crime. And there is, I read a story in Nam Hap newsletter. There was one man, he was so rich, he had so much money, but it didn't make him happy. So what he did, he went and tried to rob a bank. Because that is something different to do. And he got put in jail. This man had, you know, $1 million. But that didn't make him happy, so he said, let me do something different for my pleasure. Imagine. So in the jail he was fortunate because we have our prison ministry in America, so they preached to him, he got Prabhupada's books, he became a devotee in the jail. And he came out and he became a devotee actually. And he realized that, you know, this material wealth does not help you, does not make you happy. Only by chanting Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said that in this society, in American society, he went there. He said there was, when he went to Chicago, there was a magazine article, Crime, Why and What to Do About It. So Srila Prabhupada went to the chief of police and gave some advice. Actually, the chief of police came to Prabhupada because Prabhupada had offered, I can help you solve your crime problem. And so he said, you just give me one big, big building. And I will reform all of the prisoners, I will reform all of them, you bring them to me and I will give them prasad and I will have them chant Hare Krishna and they will have a change of heart. Of course the police officer didn't give me the building, but anyway, it worked actually. There are people, there are criminals even, who have a change of heart when they hear the Hare Krishna. I read another book recently called Salted Bread about one devotee who was in the jail in Russia. And he was preaching to the prisoners. And they were helping him. And they were even he was even having prasad distribution in the jail when devotees brought him prasad. So this is the only way that the prisoner can be reformed. It's when the soul is, when the heart is changed. So even in India now these problems are coming of crime and this thing and what happens in society when the emphasis is on wealth, then you get varna sankara, you get unwanted population. So in India there is a story about one child. There are many children like this, but there is one. This child, he came in midnight in Calcutta to Mother Teresa's place, because she takes orphanages there. So he said to the Mother Teresa, he said, I went to my mother, and she said, I don't want you. I went to my father, he said, I don't want you. So the child came to Mother Teresa and said, do you want me? So this is today's society. This is the society we have today. Unwanted children. The pill doesn't work or something in the West, and then you get some wanted children. Yes, one of my, in Mayapur, there is my godmother and godsister. They adopted one such child. This child, the mother left the child at birth. She gave him up for adoption, and she didn't want him. But this child was very special. They did his chart, and they said this child, he was a devotee in his last life. And so they took this child and they brought him up. They're old enough to be his grandparents, but they're taking care of this young child. He's in Mayapur now. So this is the position today, unwanted population. So therefore, natanam. Of course, if you can use your wealth in Krishna service, then that is very nice. So Srila Prabhupada says that praying for material things is very foolish. Why is that? Why shouldn't we pray? Of course, if you're a new devotee, it's okay. If you're just beginning a spiritual life, you're one of the four kinds of people who come Artha, Jigyasa, Arti. But if somebody is a little advanced, then he does not pray for material things. Why is it not good? Why is it foolish? Yeah?
It's like asking $1 from a millionaire.
Exactly. You go to a millionaire and you say, he says, what can I give you? $1. So we go to Krishna and we say, I want this material thing, I want that. He could give you freedom from the whole problem. He could solve all your problems, but you just want some little thing. So that najanam, no followers, no sundari. No beautiful women or handsome men or ladies. So what do you want? Mama Janmani, Janmani Shre, Bhavatar Bhakti, Ravati Sutre. I just want to be your devotee. Bhakti Vinodhagar, he says, Tichama Obi Icha Jaditur. That if you want, I don't mind, I can be born as an insect in the house of the devotee. Because then I'll get Vishal. If I'm an insect, hopefully. I will get something left over by the devotee. So, Bahirmukh Brahma Janme Nahi Harsh. I don't want to eat even Lord Brahma if he's not a devotee. I don't want that. So, we are on the level of Ruchi. This is taste for chanting, taste for doing seva, Ruchi. We are discussing this. Of course, before we come to this level, many of us are struggling with anarchy and abriti. We're struggling with our material things. So the question may arise, well, if I'm a fully surrendered devotee, if I'm serving the temple, is it all right to ask Krishna if I'm sick, like for protection, if I'm in danger, or like for maintenance, if I have no money, if I have a problem? The answer is yes. It is all right to ask. But once you get to Ruchi, then you don't care anymore. Because you have the holy name, you have Krishna on your tongue. And nothing else matters. Whether you live or die, whether you eat or don't eat, Krishna will provide. So, but before that time, it is all right. Because we have six symptoms of surrender. And two of the symptoms are maintenance and protection. So the devotee depends on Krishna for his maintenance, depends on Krishna for his protection. So when you're in a dangerous situation, immediately you should chant the holy name and Krishna will protect you. It's alright to chant. It's alright to ask Krishna for protection and for maintenance. So here, Lord Chaitanya, of course, he's not worried about any of these things. He's got a taste for chanting. Now our devotional creeper has grown in this verse beyond liberation, actually. So why doesn't the devotee want mukti or liberation? What's wrong with mukti? What's wrong with liberation?
Yeah.
It will disturb. Not only disturb, it will stop his devotion. It may stop his devotion too. Especially if you merge in the Brahman. Very difficult place. No seva. What happens to the soul? Yeah. At mukti, there's different kinds of mukti, of course. For the impersonalist, he will merge in the Brahman. For the devotee, we don't want mukti, we want vimukti. Vimukti. You have Mukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, shakali, ashanka. Krishna bhakta nishkam. We don't want any of these things. So that verse is saying the same thing. So mukti is not a very happy place, actually. It's merging, just like it's, imagine the sunlight. You become one of those little rays of molecules of sunlight. That is your life. What are you going to do? Just float around in the sky. No service, yes. So the devotee doesn't want, because there's no service in Brahmadyogi. Not only will it disturb your service, it will stop your service. It will be very difficult to do seva in Vermont. So we don't want mukti. We want bhakti. We don't want Brahmananda. We want sevananda. We want to always be serving. So that's why Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Jamani Shre Bhavatar Bhakti Avetiti Shre. He wants to have seva. Only seva. So now we know what is the mentality. We should know what is the meaning of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada said the word Hara is the energy of the Lord. Krishna and Rama are forms of addressing Krishna, Lord himself, supreme pleasure, and Hara is pleasure potency. And Radharani, Hare, she will help us to reach Krishna. So in a letter, Srila Prabhupada said, O Hare, O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service so I can get relief from the service of Maya. So that is the meaning of the holy name. It will help if you meditate on this meaning, also when you chant Hare Krishna. So Sloka 5 will explain what is the actual mood in chanting, which Srila Prabhupada recommends in Lord Chaitanya. So let's say Sloka 5. Oh, Saramaj Nanda Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the islands at your lotus feet. So first thing he says, Nanda Panuja. He doesn't say Krishna. Because Krishna likes to hear the name of his devotees. Nanda. Nanda Panuja. Son of Nanda. Yashoda Nandana. He likes these names. Tinkaram Patikamam. I'm fallen. I'm your fallen servant. Vishame Bhavambura. Into this ocean of birth and death. Very dangerous place. So now I'm seeking your mercy. Kripaya. What does he want? Please pick me up and place me as an atom of dust at your lotus feet. So we should pray like this. Srila Prabhupada said we should pray like a child crying for its mother. Oh Krishna, please accept me. Only please accept me. When we chant our rounds, we should think, please accept me, please accept me, please accept me. And Krishna is coming when we chant and he's saying, please accept me, please accept me, please accept me. So both sides. So we can meet in the holy name. Our prayer can be there, Krishna's prayer is there, and we meet in the holy name. And when we meet, then we can see Krishna face to face. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, Vitrashura also gives us a very nice mentality for thinking of the Lord. He says, Ajata paksha iva maktaram kaga sanyam tavat sarata shikantaha priyam diya bhagi shikam sana manar vidaksha vikshate sanam. O Lotus Eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings, always look for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers. Or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render static service unto you. So Vritrasura is desiring service. How is he desiring? Just like with so much anxiety, the baby birds whole day they're up in the nest and they're waiting. When will my mother come and feed me? But this mentality is a little selfish because they want something from the mother. So that's like the beginning. Second, little better is the calves. Not only do they, of course they also want the milk, but they're running to the mother to take the milk. They're going forward. So we must also go forward to Krishna. Then the wife, who is away from the husband, is the best because she wants waiting just to serve the husband. Just waiting for him to come so she can cook. So this is how we must chant the holy name. There is one story about Draupadi. How she chanted, Hey Govinda. When she was in Hastinapur, in the gambling assembly, and Dushyant was trying to take off her sari, Krishna was in Dwarka playing chess. So Krishna was playing chess with Rukmini. And Rukmini saw Krishna was very distracted. She said, what's wrong? Krishna said, my devotee Draupadi is in trouble. Rukmini said, well, why don't you go to Dwarka, go with Daruka, go to Hastinapur on your chariot? He said, no, it's not fast enough. So, okay, well, what about Garuda? You have Garuda. Krishna said, no, it's not fast enough. Then she said, Rukmini said, but you're super soul in the heart. You can be there immediately. Krishna said, no, it's not fast enough. But now I'm going. She said, well, how are you going? Krishna said, I'm going on the pathway of her tears. She has raised both her hands in the air. She's crying and she's calling me, Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda. So then he went. So that's how we have to chant. If we chant like that, Krishna will come. Just like the child, the baby. The mother knows when the baby is really crying and really wants, and the mother goes immediately. So we have to chant like that for Krishna. Our mood should be one of desperation to see Krishna, to serve him. There is another story about a flower in Goloka Vrindavan. Now this flower was feeling, I'm not so beautiful, Krishna never touches me. I'm just a little red useless flower. What is the use of my life? So one day the flower could hear Radha and Krishna coming to the Kunj. And Krishna was hearing this flower lamenting, what is this in Goloka? Why should someone in Goloka lament like this? And the flower, finally the flower said, I will throw myself at Krishna's feet and end my useless life right now. But before the flower could do that, Krishna came, picked up the flower and put it on his crown. So we have to have this eagerness to see Krishna, and then Krishna will come. So two things are there. There is our endeavor, our eagerness, and Krishna's mercy. Two things must be there. You know the story? Who? Damodar Lila. Very good. Yes, you could probably even tell me the story. You can get ready for the DVD. Yeah. So, two things, that is Swanishta and Bhaktanishta. Bhaktanishta means the endeavor of the devotee must combine with Swanishta, or Krishna's mercy. And then we will get results. So now we're going to chant in this mood, like a child crying for his mother. We're going to chant our japa. We're going to chant thinking, please accept me. Please accept me. We're going to chant to our father and mother, Hare and Krishna. We'll see them while we chant, so we can offer our prayers in our japa. You can go to that. Do it. Yes, go ahead. We can chant to our beloved Radha and Krishna. These are the forms of the holy names that we are going to be chanting. So they are appearing to us out of some causeless mercy. We are going to have their darshan while we chant. So we can try to chant in this mood of the child crying for the mother. And we will hopefully meet with Krishna in the holy name. Yes, Prabhu. You want to do complete round? Okay, we have a request here. Yeah, I have to rush because some people want to finish at 1 o'clock. So I was doing a little quick today. We will chant one full round, but you have to chant within 10 minutes. Okay? And then we will stop after 10 minutes. So you can have your darshan while you chant 1 minute.
Thank you.
philosophy, Third Canto, 28th chapter, 21st verse. Lord Kapiti says, Samchin Kaya Bhagavata Sarana Vajam Kushaka Jasada Dhalam Chanapyam Utunga Rakta Vilasana Kachakra Vada Jokya Virakata Devotees should first concentrate his mind on the Lord's lotus feet, which are adorned with the marks of a thunderbolt, gold, banner, and lotus. The splendor of their beautiful ruby nails resembles the orbit of the moon and dispels the thick gloom of one's heart. So in Govinda Lilamrita it is said, even a slight worship of Krishna's feet turns an ordinary stone into a Chintamani gem, ordinary cow into a Kamadhenu, an ordinary tree into a Kalpa Vriksha. They fulfill all desires of a living being. Who will not take shelter of those lotus feet? So in this verse from Bhagavatam, it describes the nature of the material world and the nature of our heart. It is Hridaya Andhakaram. You know what that means? Heart is very, very dark. When I was coming on the train from Mayapur, then I saw the station on Delhi, and I was thinking, what is the meaning of a day? Very dark. So then I thought, but in Juhu, Krishna's feet have come, so a light has come in Juhu. So no problem for Andheri. They can come to Juhu and see Krishna. So our heart is dark, Hridaya Andhakaram. But if you concentrate on the lotus feet of Krishna, these marks. I think we have to turn the sound down a little bit. Do we have a sound technician here? It needs to be a little bit lower. I can put it further away. Is that now is it okay?
Yeah.
Better? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Okay. So if you concentrate on these marks while you chant, then there will be an effect, a reaction in your heart. So what is that reaction? In Sanskrit it says ahata. It means all the dirt, all the darkness will be kicked out from your heart. All of it will go out. Jyotsnavir ahata. Mahat Hridaya Andhakaram. So very, very big darkness, mahat. That is our material condition. So I'll describe some of these marks, what they mean. The first one here, on this foot on our left side, there is underneath his big toe, there is a barleycorn. Very, very small little symbol up. Maybe you should come. Okay. You can point up to the underneath the big toe. Yeah, that one up there. That's a barleycorn. That means if you meditate on this one, then your former journey of many births becomes that small as a barleycorn. Also, for those mixed devotees, you get all kinds of enjoyable opulences if you meditate on this. And this is also to bring the minds of the devotees under Krishna's control and to provide all types of worldly pleasure for his devotees. The next underneath there is the chakra, chakra. This is teja, or brilliance, that destroys darkness of sin. And it also, this chakra, just like the chakra cut off the head of Shishupala, it will cut off the six mental enemies, the head of your enemies, which are in your heart. Kam, Krodh, Loh, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. It will cut down the six enemies in your heart, if you meditate on this chakra. Then we have a line next there, upward curving line. If you cling to Krishna's lotus feet, this line will be like a lifeline and will take you to higher planets and you won't fall down. Actually take you to Goloka. And the path to Krishna's feet is direct. Krishna's feet can reach down to the lowest of fallen souls and deliver those who take shelter. So then we have lotus flower next to the line. This lotus flower is for those devotees who are like bees. Bees, they look for the nectar. They look for the nectar of the lotus flower or any flower. So we are looking for the nectar of spiritual life. So if we meditate on Krishna's feet like bees, then we will increase the greed in our minds to have him. We will increase our eagerness by meditating on the lotus flower. Lotus also represents Lakshmi. And did I tell you about the bees in Goloka? I don't remember if I told you or not. I told you, okay. Because I had another class this week. I can't remember one from the other. Okay, so you know what the bees are doing?
Humming.
Humming. They're humming. Okay, Ankush, elephant goes next to the lotus. And this is the elephant. Your mind is like an elephant. So this goad will take your elephant mind under control if you meditate on this while you chant. Then the thunderbolt underneath the goad. Yeah, that left, yeah, that thing at the left. This smashes all the mountains of past sin that are in your heart. There's a verse in Bhagavatam that says, The Lord's feet are like thunderbolts hurled to shatter the mountain of sin stored in the mind of a meditating devotee. One should therefore meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord for a long time. So we've had so many births, millions of births, and so our conscious, we have inside of our heart a huge mountain of sinful reactions. If you meditate on the thunderbolt of Krishna's feet, it will destroy the mountain of sin in your heart. Then we have the flag. That flag destroys unwanted elements, protection from fear. There is a verse in the 11th canto about Vamanadeva. It says, you raised your leg like a flagpole to break the shell of the universe. So actually the flagpole can also be compared to the leg of Vamanadeva, and the flag is the Ganga coming down from his leg. So when you meditate on this sign, you get all protection, just like Vamanadeva. He protected his devotee, and you will get victory also. Then the umbrella. Umbrella protects you from all miseries. The demigods, they pray to the umbrella of Krishna's lotus feet. Astagam, the middle thing. This one will give protection in all eight directions. And nothing within the kingdom of eight directions is unattainable for the devotees. Plus, you get the eight mystic powers by meditating on Krishna's mystic powers. Mystic, you know. Smaller than the smallest, larger than the largest.
Anima,
Lagima, Siddhi. This one gives Siddhi. No, the octagon, eight sides. The swastik gives victory and auspiciousness. And the rose apple, the jumbo fruit gives, means that his feet are the only worshipable objects for the residents of Jambudweep, and we are residents of Jambudweep. So his feet are only worshipable object. Go to the next one, the conch shell. Conch shell gives knowledge, and it also holds water, just like an arti. We offer the water conch, and this gives, it's also Ganga water, and this puts out the blazing fire of material miseries. Two concentric circles means Krishna's feet are all pervading within and without. Now the bow is a very special one. I'll tell you what this is. Actually, I have a whole picture here to show what the bow means. It actually has many meanings. So the meaning that is shown here is that there is a verse in the 7th canto, 15th chapter, verse 42. It describes that there is a chariot. The chariot is the body of the living entity. And the bowman is the soul, is the owner of the body. So we are the owner of the body. Body is the chariot. And the bow, guess what the bow is? Maybe you can read it, and maybe not. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We are shooting the bow of Hare Krishna. In the verse it says, pranava, but in the purport it says Hare Krishna of this verse. So Prabhupada Omkara Hare Krishna is the same thing. So the bow is the Hare Krishna mantra. When we chant Hare Krishna, we pick up the bow and we shoot the arrow. And the arrow, you'll never guess what the arrow is. Anybody take a guess?
Prabhupada.
No, we don't shoot Prabhupada.
Can it be our anarthas and our baptism?
No, we don't shoot the baptism. Question is, what is the arrow?
Arrow
that you shoot.
The
target.
No, the target is here. Here is the target. Arrow is going to the target. Actually, you're shooting your soul.
Yeah.
Atma, you're shooting and you're also the arrow. You're shooting yourself to Krishna. To Krishna's lotus feet. Target is Krishna's lotus feet.
Facing yourself at the Krishna.
Yeah, you're shooting yourself actually. So in the purport it says, but won't, isn't it not so nice to pierce Krishna's lotus feet with the arrow? But Prabhupada says, no, Krishna enjoys it. Just like Bhishma Dev, he was shooting arrows, so he liked it. It was just like flowers for him. So when we chant the holy name, we are shooting ourselves to Krishna's lotus feet. That is the meaning of the bow. That is one meaning. There is another meaning of the bow, and that is also Cupid, Kandapa, lust. He has a bow also, but he has taken off his string because he's defeated by Krishna's lotus feet. So his bow is unstrung, and so Cupid is defeated. And when your mind meets Krishna's feet, then you will get prema. So that's the meaning of the bow. Now the cow hoof is underneath, calf footprint. We meditate.
Is all these meanings and all, is there a reference that we can later on?
Actually, I don't have a... I'll give you next year in level 2.
Art of chanting.
Oh, art of chanting. Okay, art of chanting. Yeah, okay, there's the reference.
At least we have a reference.
Yeah, out of Chandi Mahalini Swami. You can get a reference. Yeah. Cow hoof means if you meditate on Krishna's feet, the material world becomes so small as the water in a calf's footprint. Okay, triangle, there's so many meanings. I'll just give you one. One meaning is you should take shelter of his feet by body, mind, and words. Yes, I know. Preeti Vagana, 1 o'clock. We're trying our best. Yes?
What
meaning is trikona? Remove threefold miseries. One meaning. Another meaning, you should take shelter with body, mind, and words. Another meaning, Krishna never goes out of Vrindavan, Dwarka, and Mathura. And Krishna sees everyone equally, whether Sura, Asura, or Nara. These are many, many meanings. He is the shelter for demigods, humans, and animals. Only desired object for Mukta, Mumukshu, and Vishayi. And, okay, so these are different meanings. Four water pots. Full of nectar that soothes the fire of separation of devotees. Half moon is many, many meanings again. One of them is that Lord Shiva decorates his head with Krishna's feet. It's the symbol of Lord Shiva. And as the moon showers nectar, Krishna's feet showers nectar on devotees and extinguishes threefold miseries. Okay, last one is fish. As a fish cannot live without water, so a devotee cannot live a moment without association of Krishna's feet. And also the fish. Which one? Oh, Krishna's feet are all pervading within and without this world. Okay?
All pervading.
Chintya Veda Veda Tattva. Okay, so now we're going to do an exercise. Not on Krishna's feet. On Radha's feet, Lord Chaitanya's feet. We're going to meditate on Krishna's feet today. For level 2 workshop, we'll progress to Lord Chaitanya's feet. Is there a combination of Radha and Krishna? That's next year, level two. And you'll get some of the meanings also next year. I'll give them to you. So you have to come back next year. I also have to come back next year. And we'll go forward. So, now we will chant. You choose one of these, or one or two, and we'll chant our japa. We cannot chant the full round this time because I have a note here that Preeti Vardhanam is starting at 1 o'clock, and speaker is Bhima Prabhu, so I have to finish. So we will just chant a few minutes, and then we'll go on to the next thing. Okay? Chanting the holy name. What are the moods? I will read this one at the end. We'll see what you come up with first. Okay, what is the mood in chanting? What is the mood that we can chant Hare Krishna in? Shelter, taking shelter.
Surrender.
What's that?
Servitor,
service, surrender, service, forgiveness,
Satya,
friendliness.
What process?
This
is the only process.
Only process. We're talking about mood. Okay, like mood. This is it. This is the only process. Okay, that's the mood. Yes. Huh? Joyful. Yes. Ananda.
Mood of
Pleasing Krishna, very good.
To attain love for God.
To attain love.
Feeling separation.
Feeling separation.
Like a baby.
Like a baby. Okay. We have for love, separation, like a baby. Yes?
Attraction.
Attraction. Okay, somebody in the back?
Helplessness.
Helplessness, good. We're going to need another board here. Yes?
Crying.
Okay, you can put that next to baby.
Even as a service to spiritual master, because sometimes...
No, we got that. Okay, put under service also to Guru.
Also.
Yes, they will be happy if you chant and be happy. No problem for them. Then you don't have to go to them with all your problems. You just chant and be happy. They will be very happy if you're happy when you chant.
Compassion.
Compassion? Okay. Compassion?
Love.
Compassion for who?
Love.
Other living entities, okay? Yes, we go out on Harinam. And we chant duty. Okay, we have somebody here in the mode of goodness.
Hankering and lamentation.
Hankering and lamentation. Okay. Hankering and lamentation. Yes, these are all very, very nice moods in chanting.
Gratitude.
Huh?
Gratitude.
Okay.
Advancement in devotional.
Okay, we're advancement. Acceptance.
Advancement.
Yeah. Does the board turn over on the other side? This class is very creative. So many ideas. So let's see, we got forgiveness, right? I have another list here. Forgiveness we have. Love.
Yeah.
We have. Leelas. What is
Leela.
It? Okay. Leelas, remembering Leelas. Asking him for blessings. Begging. Okay, begging.
Begging.
Yes?
Humility.
Humility. Very good. How did we miss that? After today's class. Humility, begging. Service. Prayerful. Okay.
On reverence.
On reverence. Yes?
Repenting because I have no
faith. Yes. Repenting. This class has the biggest list. Yeah, we have lamentation. We have lamentation. What is their mood? Huh?
Dasanudas.
Okay. Dasanudas.
Impatience.
Impatience. Eagerness. Okay, you can put eagerness. Eagerness.
Even
reverence. Huh?
Even reverence.
Oh, we have that. We have that. Eagerness to meet Krishna. Freedom from offenses.
Atonement.
Purification. Okay, purification. Yeah, that's a better word. Instead of atonement.
Lolium.
That's eagerness. Eagerness, lolium. Lolium is eagerness. Yes. And in this friendship one, Indradyumna Maharaj has a way that he chants. He tells, my dear friend, my dear friend, my dear friend, when he chants the holy name. So that's the mood of friendship. Any other moods we have here? Okay.
Praying to the holy name, Harinam Prabhu.
Okay, praying to the name itself. Okay, I think we've finished our space now. So, you can just, if you have more, you can just write them on your paper and be happy. So I have another exercise, which we don't have time, but we won't miss it, because I'll do it tomorrow. And I'll finish this book. We should have a few questions first. We can have about 9 minutes for questions, and then we can do our last exercise, and we should finish at 1 o'clock. We have about 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
10 minutes? My watch is slow.
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay, 5 minutes for questions.
My experience is this. Never started 1 o'clock.
It will start at 1:30. But we should
Okay, then we have time for questions.
What is that Preeti Vandana form? For whom?
Alright, don't worry. No problem. Questions? Yes.
Give him the mic.
We have ego, we have intelligence, and we have mind.
What is the conclusion about the mood? Which is the perfect and
well, nothing. They are all perfect.
Draupadi also.
Yes, they are all perfect. Draupadi was helplessness.
Yeah.
So the conclusion is that there are many moods, and you will experience probably all of these moods in your journey from Shraddha to Prema. As you go higher, you may have more eagerness, lamentation, friendship, these types. As you're lower down, begging. Oh, begging is always there. Forgiveness, repentance. That is before you get to the higher level.
Changes at every level.
Yeah, it changes.
From
I mean, all of them are there on every level, but some are more prominent on different levels. Yes, in the back, you have a question?
Yesterday you mentioned that while chanting, we must concentrate on the sound vibration.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Concentrate on the sound.
So should we concentrate on the vibrations or on the lotus feet?
The sound is the most important. But if you find your mind going away, then you can bring it back to the lotus feet. You can just see. I'm giving you many, many different spiritual tools. I gave you the Mahamantra, I gave you the lotus feet, I gave you the deities, darshan, Prabhupada. You have to see what is the best thing for you to help you. But with all of them, the most important is to meditate on the sound vibration. That comes first. And then if you find your mind going away, you can try to have a picture, you can try to have other things like that. But best is, if you can just hear the sound, chant one perfect mantra, that's best. And then if you need some more help, you can do these other things.
Actually, if we have many tools, something will come to our rescue.
Right.
At least one of them we will.
Right.
Try to bring the
place
to yeah. Vedic support that when we down, the planetary system does not affect us like how do I get it?
Any Vedic support, yes, yes. So she wants a quote that says when you chant, yes, no, it's in Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 8th chapter, Narayana Kavacha Stokra. There's a verse.
Can I chant it?
You want it? Okay, you can chant it. You know it? No, just that one verse you know?
Not
the whole thing. The class will be over at one time.
I mentioned that.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Oh, you know
the
you know the number of that? It's at the end of the stotra.
Narayana
Kavacha, you look at the end. And there's one verse which says, simply by chanting, and then it has a huge list. Planets, wild animals. If you chant the holy name, then you will have no fear of any of these things. And that is at the end of Narayana Kavacha. So, 6th canto, 8th chapter, I believe. In fact, it gives you many names there you can chant. Rishikesh, Matsudana, Govinda. Many different names are there. Vamana, Ram. And each one of them has a certain potency to give you protection. But the holy name is at the end, it gives you all protection. All of the above, if you want all of the above, then you chant the holy name. Yeah, okay, in the back you had a question, Brahmacharya in the back. Question? In the Hindi speaking, we should give them a chance.
If we have to concentrate the mind, how can we concentrate the mind on the two things? We have to hear also and we have to see also.
No, just hear.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about seeing. If you hear nicely, then Krishna will come and you will see Krishna. Better first hearing, second seeing. Okay, next question.
Yeah, I want a clarification.
I've heard that to overcome offenses, one has to continue chanting.
Yes.
So does this mean that chanting 16 rounds, you just continue over the year, or this means that you go on chanting after 16 rounds throughout the day, whenever you get time, keep on chanting, and that is the way to overcome offenses?
Yeah, either way, he's asking, either way you can overcome offenses, either by continue to chant after your 16 rounds, or by chanting more rounds. Either way is okay. Just somehow or other, and you can sing also. You can sing kirtan. You can also read Bhagavatam, speak Bhagavatam, sing Bhagavatam. You can read any of the books. That is also kirtan. That is also Bhagavatam, Gita. That's also kirtan. Yeah, some sort of kirtan. That is good. You may not be able to do it if you have a job, but at least they can go on in your mind. Yes.
Actually, Prabhupada also says in one of the lectures that if you find time, chant Hare
Krishna. Yeah, if you find time. Read the books and chant. Read the books and chant Hare Krishna. Yes.
I think that when we chant, our mind quietens down.
Yes, it does. It does.
So in the morning sometimes when I get up, there's a lot of bhajans and kirtans going on in my head. Is that okay?
That's very good. That is our goal.
Did I allow my mind to continue playing?
I think so. I think it's a good idea. Rather than play the cinema music or whatever. Others, there are so many other things playing. Yes. Hindi section.
Part of many discussion here about continuing to chant over the
years. Oh, yeah. That we do.
But since we have a koti jama, you may chant with aparada and we may not make much noise.
Yes, so we are trying to help you go beyond your aparada. You say these prayers before japa or after japa to help you, and please meditate on Pachatapa Mahamantra. Okay, Hindi section question. Wait, no, we got the Hindi section. The mic's back there. You're next. You may be left.
When we chant, the lust and anger increase more.
Oh. They don't increase, but sometimes they may come out. You may see them. Before you cannot see them, they're very in your subconscious. But when you chant, it brings all so many things from the subconscious to the conscious level. So then what you have to do is you have to let them go. You see them and you let them go. But finish. Yes. Another question in the Hindi speaking crowd. Comment? On this?
Yeah, very nice example given by one of the
people.
Yeah, very nice example. If you clean the well.
When you clean the?
Well, start cleaning the well. In the beginning it seems very clear. When you start plugging out.
Okay, here is an example. When you clean the well, in the beginning it's clear, but when you dig deeper and deeper, you find all the dirt in the bottom. And it comes out. So the more you chant, sometimes the dirt comes out. It's from millions of births we are cleaning. We are cleaning the mirror of the heart. All the dirt has to come out. And you may see it sometimes. You may see it. Yes, Hindi. Wait, Hindi. Hindi has the second question, and then you, and then this lady here. And then we finish.
You can extend for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah? 10 minutes? Okay. Hindi speaking. You got the mic? Who has the mic? Okay, you got it?
As we chant, as I said before, that lust and anger increase more.
Mm-hmm.
But the second person becomes the victim of that. So is it an offense?
Who becomes the victim of it?
Other
devotees. So, therefore, you have to follow this forgiveness. If you find the lust and anger coming out, then remember humility, compassion, and forgiveness. You have to forgive others. Why are you angry? They did something to you. So you have to forgive. Forgiveness is important. Okay, somebody here. Okay, you have the mic, and then we'll pass it to the lady section. Yeah.
Yeah, are we supposed to hear every word of Mahavira?
Yes, every syllable. Every syllable of the mantra.
And if it becomes slower?
It could. It could. At first it will be slow, but then it will get faster.
And hearing and reading mantra is same?
You can, yes, you can, you, yesterday we did that. It's not the same, no, you have to speak it out loud. You have to speak it. But it's also, yesterday we did an exercise where you have the Maha Mantra sign and you chant what with the sign. So that is good too. That is okay. That is okay. Not necessary, but okay. It's good. Yeah. Okay, that's, at first it will be slow, but if you can just chant one mantra perfectly and hear every syllable, then it will help all of your mantras. Okay, wait, after, like, Mataji?
Yeah. So many devotees resorting to astrology, numerology, Vastu Shastra and all that. How do we look at that in vis-a-vis Krishna?
Okay, astrology, Vastu Shastra.
Wearing different kinds of stone rings.
Wearing stones and rings.
Color.
Well, color. The astrology and the Vastu Shastra, they deal with the subtle energy. So we have a gross body and we have a subtle body. So for some people, they need help with the subtle body. And if it is helpful for them to go to the astrologer or wear the stones, then they can do that. If it's just like going to the doctor, you go to the doctor and you get your medicine and you take the medicine, it's not forbidden. And astrology, these things are not forbidden, and it may be helpful, the Vastu of your house. If you're completely in the transcendental position, even if your house burns down, then it won't disturb you. But if you're not, then it might be helpful to get to, you know, have the consultation with the Vastu, Vastu Shastra. It actually works. Like, my house is very bad Vastu, and it said there will be a fire, and there was a fire in the storage room. It said, you keep a storage room in this place, you will get fired. So we got fired. You keep your money in this place, it will be stolen. It got stolen. So, what to do?
See, in our Vedic scripture, I have studied the astrology for my
okay.
In our Vedic scripture, there are guidelines even for the material things.
Yes.
So how to spiritualize your material things?
That's the point. You have to spiritualize your material things. Astrology is also science. It is a subtle science. It can be used in Krishna service. Okay, in the back there's a comment.
It just helps you to chant better and have better.
You have to see.
It's not confident.
So the point is, if it helps you in your service, you can use it. If it distracts you away, like the astrologer says, okay, today you better not go out, but you know you want to go preaching. So you don't go up. So this is not good.
This is a guideline.
Yeah. Okay, the map. Map, yes?
So our astrology and our
astrology. Yeah.
Astrology and Vastu Shastra.
Yes.
These are science. We are sick, you could go to a doctor.
Yes, exactly.
But the chance many times the doctor may cheat us.
Yes. This is the problem in Kali Yuga.
So we may not get the right astrology.
Yes.
Right, the Vastu Shastra.
Exactly.
So better, I think,
Dinesh,
but always depend on Krishna.
Yes, you always have to depend. Also, in Ayurvedic medicine, there is a mantra that says you take the medicine, but you must also remember Vishnu, otherwise the medicine will not work. So that has to be first. Our seva has to be first, you judge by the result. Okay, next, he's got the mic. Whoever has the mic, is the
chief. Normally we have seen that when devotees go into the system of astrology, Vastu Shastra, all this, they get so deep into that.
Yeah, this is the problem. This is the problem.
The mantra is not bad or good. How we use it?
Okay.
So
one thing...
Don't blame the science itself. You blame the person.
So one thing... You think
this is it.
Yeah, right. So this was the problem with our Sanskrit scholars. That some of them, they will learn so much Sanskrit that they will know better than Prabhupada. And then they go and they make their own movements, can't make their own translation. This is the danger. But the danger is there with everything in this material world. Even the body is dangerous if you misuse it. So that we have to always be careful. Yes?
In the presentations of the last previous session.
Okay, microphone. I did.
I can
Oh yes, Srimad Bhagavatam.
So we have
In books, Mahadevi Swami is not chanting.
Are you chanting is in Bhaktivinoda's library?
This Russian story, inspiring Russian devotees, went to Salted Bread.
Okay, Salted Bread.
Even your own Narayana Mataji, Srimad Bhagavat and Eglans.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, everyone is welcome to another publication referred in the course of your
book. Okay, so you need to read the book. Yes, sir. Shall we stop now?
No, in one round, if you take 10 to 12 minutes, it's okay.
Yes, whatever you need. It just might stop your other services. I have one god brother who it takes him 4 hours to chant his rounds. He's a GBC. I won't tell you his name, but he takes 4 hours to chant his rounds. 16. 16 rounds, 4 hours. So he must be hearing every syllable. So sometimes that happens, but sometimes, with especially with new devotees, if you chant too long, it means you're sleeping. You find it takes you 15 minutes, 20 minutes, one round. It could be you might be sleeping in between. So you have to check that, that you're not sleeping.
1 minute
average, 7 minutes. Yeah, 7 minutes is average, is perfect, is nice. Between 6 and 8 minutes is perfect. It's very good. If you have to take longer, it's okay, don't worry about it. It's alright. Krishna will forgive you, but you just have to explain it to the other devotees who may want you to do more service. Yes.
My suggestion is that most of the people who are here, they are coming for Mangalarti, but after Mangalarti they go, they don't sit for chanting. If they start group chanting or together chanting, that will benefit them.
Oh, you can try it then. You can try. Okay. Okay.
Deities, deities. From?
BBT.
We have a CD for that also? You know the name of the CD and we have DD Darshan CD.
That's why I say, whole day you must avoid it.
Well, some benefit is there, but it will take more time. It will take long time to get the benefit.
Wonderful, wonderful workshop. I think if we keep having them, it's very encouraging. For how long are you here, Mataji?
Tuesday
you leave for Vrindavan? You were residing in...
Your son, Govinda?
Yeah, my son.
That, where is he? What is he doing?
America. He's working.
Mataji, how much does this cost?
150.
Okay, I wanted to see it first little bit.
Okay, yeah, we did it on Monday. We're not here.
That first day I was not there.
Okay,
I was not well.
Tomorrow.
Okay, little bit. Idea then I have done it. I have your book. Bhagavatam at a glance.
It's going to be the next book, Gita at a glance.
Oh, I had, I have your Bhagavatam at a glance.
So we'll show him how I'm going to
start. Four.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Four. In between four. Okay. I've got it. The code is Mayapur. The code is a
I was just asking Mataji that how long you're going to be here. If one day you can just come home and we can have all the Matajis there and we can have a little...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm leaving day after tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm leaving here.
But that's in the evening.
In evening, yeah. It's just difficult for me to go out if somebody could come where I am.
Yeah, you prefer it like this.
To go out here and there is a little difficult.
I just start for a change, and if you just come and you can all get together.
Tomorrow.